Good morning. You are listening to KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka. My name is Brooke, and I'm in the studio this morning with two guests. I'm here with Jack Fisher and Chef Joe, both from the Elks. Thank you both for coming in this morning. We are here to chat a little bit about the Elks in general, but also about a fundraiser that's coming up next Friday, Friday the 29th of September, at the Elks. And actually, I didn't catch, what time does that fundraiser start?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Oops, let me, do you mind saying that again? I did not turn your microphone on.
6 o'clock, 6 to 8.
Okay, thank you, Chef Joe.
And then things after.
Things after. Yeah. Okay, why don't you just tell us what that means?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, maybe dining.
Okay.
Dancing.
People can...
Dancing afterwards.
A little bit of a social event.
Okay. Yeah. So the wine tasting will be from 6 to 8,
right.
The party will kind of linger on afterwards. Yeah. People can stay longer.
Yeah, there'll be music and whatnot.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the event itself before we talk about Elks in general. You said there'll be music, so let's see, Slack Tide is going to be playing.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Slack Tide will be playing. The event is from 6 to 8. It's a wine tasting. There should be at least 30-plus different flavors of wine to taste. You can also, after tasting them, if you'd like to purchase, they have forms that you can fill out to purchase the wines, and then you would go pick up the bottles of wine, you know, when they come in and that sort of thing. It's at a discounted rate, so that's a really great thing with the holidays coming around.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Which you're in charge of, I understand.
Which I'm in charge of.
And can you tell us a little bit about? Can you whet our appetites?
Yeah, well, we're going to have like a shrimp and scallop ceviche, oyster shooters. I'm making a smoked salmon mousse with cucumber, dill, and capers. We're going to have grilled New Zealand mussels, a balsamic crudite, basil, pesto, mozzarella, and tomato tray, baked brie, roasted dates with vanilla oil and sea salt.
Oh my goodness.
Then on the hot side, we're going to do coconut shrimp, hog wild wings with marsala, rosemary meatballs with a yaya cream. Yaya cream is actually a Cajun cream. And there's going to be some lobster in there. Lobster mac, I do believe, is what I'm going to do. And we've got some veggie spring rolls with a roasted pineapple glaze. And then on the dessert end, part of the desserts will be a maple bread pudding with espresso butter caramel sauce, a white chocolate blueberry champagne shooter, baked fudge with vanilla cream, caramel spice bites, and peanut butter potato chip truffles.
Well, you certainly whetted my appetite, I imagine. Busy.
And then.
Yes, right?
Yes.
There will be more. That sounds amazing.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so for $30.
For $30, yeah. Yeah, you can taste all these wines, have lots of yummy food. You know, make it a date night, make it a single night, just make it a night and come on out.
That sounds fantastic.
Yes.
So why is this event being put on yet? I mean, it sounds, you've lured, I think, many listeners to the event, but why don't you tell us why should we come to it beyond for great food and delicious wine?
The Elks, we do a lot of benefit community work and charity work, and this is how we fund our charity efforts.
Okay. So this is a fundraiser essentially for the Elks.
Right. And the Elks is all driven by volunteers. Everyone that works there is a volunteer except for our managers. They're the only paid employees of the Elks.
That's
amazing.
And
so all of the charity effort that we do is all volunteer driven.
So both of you are volunteers. Joe, you're going to be making all that food as a volunteer.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And Jack, you're kind of spearheading everything also as a volunteer.
Yeah, the grand poobah.
Right.
He's a grand poobah. Yeah.
So what can you tell us, Jack, about Elks itself? Like a little bit about the background? And
well, you know, that's funny because many people don't even know what the Elks do.
Right.
We're the largest fraternal organization in the United States. And some of the things we're responsible for is this is going to be our 150th year anniversary this year. And we are the largest source of scholarships for students in America. The only entity that gives out more scholarships is the United States government.
Which is just amazing.
Yeah, and so we were a very large fraternal organization that was really well known. With the event of social media, the membership has dropped off, but it's just starting to come around again. But what we do here locally is benefit dinners for families in need for medical purposes or whatever financial needs they have. We do youth activities, and we run a youth camp up in Palmer, Alaska, that we send 70 girls and 70 boys to every year for a week each. We help any families in need in town, and we supply all the scholarships. The Elks is also available for rental for events. We do Christmas dinners or any lodge ending end of the year events they do. And with the wine tasting we have coming up, I just wanted to thank the Coast Guard volunteers, the live music by Slack Tide. Chef Joe has put together a few things to eat. the House of Liquors, and our wine distributors are Specialty, Odom, and K&L.
Okay. Go ahead.
Would you like me to tell you a little bit about the Elks history? And
I think, how it started. I think that'd be great.
It's been going for 150 years now, and we actually started in New York City, and it was started by actors that they had a problem on Sunday. They couldn't gather to imbibe any liquids, and so they started their own social club. Mm-hmm. Well, and when one of the actors had passed away and they wanted to help out his family, they started a collection up to aid the family, and that's how the actual Elks started, because originally we were called the Jolly Corks.
Okay.
And as the actors traveled from the East Coast to the West Coast, the people on the West Coast, they wanted their own Elks Lodge, and that's how it all started. And now our lodge is number 1662, so that gives you an idea of exactly how many lodges there are nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe right now we're at 800,000 members.
Oh, wow. And so it really is rooted in kind of helping, this whole idea of helping kind of medical expenses or helping families.
It started like that. And then we were originally the originators of the GI Bill. We helped get the GI Bill going for veterans coming home for educational purposes and needs and for mortgages. And they also helped form the first hospital recovery for veterans coming home. And so it's always been our major purposes are the veterans and children. Mm-hmm. And so we do a lot of charity work for those. We spearhead on those two mostly.
So an excellent organization for people to support here in town and get involved with. How can people become involved with the Elks if they wanted to?
Well, the Elks is open to anyone that wants to come by and check it out and see what it's about and see if they would like to help. But what we're really looking for is civic-minded people that just really want to help the community, because what we're trying to do is just build a stronger Sitka through a stronger Elks. So the better we do, the more help we can give to Sitka. And
great.
So that's really where we're going with
right.
this.
And people can become members. That's one way to support. And they can also volunteer once they're a member.
Yes.
And membership would be, how do people go about getting their membership?
Just stop by the lodge and just get to know people, and someone will sponsor you. And okay. it takes an original sponsor and then two additional sponsors for you to become a member there. It's $92 a year.
Okay.
And that, again, all that goes all to charity work.
Okay. Yeah, so I wanted to bring this back to the event that's happening on Friday the 29th. That event is open to the public, so anyone
yes.
who buys a ticket.
Yes, you do not have to be a member to come to the wine tasting.
Okay.
Do not have to be a member.
Great, yes.
If we advertise a benefit dinner out on the sign in front of the building,
yeah.
then it is open to the general public.
Okay.
Yes.
So anyone can come to those. And if people have questions, they can call Elks, which I have that phone number. It is 747-3511. It sounds like they'll probably get Austin Inman, the manager, or John Chenet, the secretary.
Exactly.
Yes.
Both volunteers as well that mm-hmm. are often there.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as where they can get the tickets for this event on Friday the 29th, where can people buy tickets?
Tickets are on sale at the Elks Lodge right now, and they're also on sale at the House of Liquor. There are only X amount of tickets out there. You can buy tickets at the door, but that's taking a risk, because if they're when the tickets are gone, they're gone. That means
right.
we're sold out.
I feel so like after that list of
the
food,
sooner you get your ticket, yay, you're in.
Okay. Right.
You know.
And if you're interested in membership, going by the Elks Lodge to talk about that, you
yes.
can buy a ticket while
and
you're
if
there.
And if you come to the wine tasting, you'll see kind of, okay, this is like one of the kind of things that we do.
Great.
And, you'll get a taste of that. So, and some wine.
Yeah. Sounds like a great,
yeah.
great situation all around.
Mm-hmm.
So just for listeners out there, the event is going to be Friday the 29th from 6 to 8 and beyond, potentially, at the Elks Lodge. Support an important organization here in town that does fundraising for families and children, veterans. And you can buy your tickets at the House of Liquor and Elks Lodge. Tickets are $30. The food you listed off, Chef Joe, sounded amazing. It seems like a great organization. So call 747-3511 if you have any questions. And any final thoughts?
See you Friday, in a week from Friday.
Yeah, I wish I was more comfortable talking to this microphone.
You did great, Jack. Yeah. Thank you, Jack and Chef Joe, for coming
Thank
in this
you.
Morning.
Aloha.